you can make money and earn a living doing what you love? Are you tired of constantly jumping on the next business venture that makes overnight promises? Or maybe you're currently building someone else's dream, working a 9-to-5. I'm Shauna Parker, and I'm a life coach who helps everyday people just like you figure out how to make a living doing what you love, whether that is to bake cupcakes for a living or simply be able to read books and share with others what you have learned. You can be, do, and have anything as long as you have the right mindset, habits, and yes, faith. So grab a notebook and your favorite pen because, friend, it's time to take action. Chasing money has become a new norm in today's society to the point to where people tend to prioritize financial gain over personal fulfillment and happiness. Now, don't get me wrong, there is nothing wrong with wanting to make money. The problem, though, is when you become so consumed by it, it becomes your sole focus of life. It's easy to fall into a trap of believing that money will solve all your problems, and while it certainly can make life more comfortable, it can't buy you happiness or inner peace. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." However you look at this, the Bible is clearly telling us that the love of money is bad because loving and relying on money will only lead to evil. The money itself isn't bad. It's the love of money. Money is nothing more than a tool that we use to get the things that we need and we want, to pay our bills, to put food on the table. However, when we become so reliant on money and money alone, that is when things begin to change. I remember in the 80s, I know, I just dated myself. I was watching a movie called Baby Boom. If you've never seen it, it's a movie with Diane Keaton, and she played a businesswoman, a very successful businesswoman, who was married to her job, and she had a relationship with a successful broker. When suddenly her life takes a turn because she inherits custody of a baby from a distant cousin or a distant relative, I'm not really sure. Anyway, they passed away, and she got custody of the baby. I remember watching this movie. I was like maybe 8 years old. I remember thinking, I want to grow up and I want to be successful like her. I lived in a small town of Brighton, Illinois. So of course, this all made sense to me to move to the big city and be super successful. However, by the middle of the movie, okay, spoiler alert, I'm about to share with you what happened. So by the middle of the movie, she had left her job, moved to a small town with the baby, broke up with her boyfriend, and she pretty much became an entrepreneur because she realized really quickly that she had to put food on the table. I don't remember exactly what happened with her job, but anyway, she ended up making baby food and selling it. She ended up really enjoying it. And I'm not kidding you when I tell you that was the moment that I knew I wanted to grow up and do what I love for a living and make good money doing it. Even though I am doing what I love, making good money doing it, it wasn't always this way for me. You see, I got lost on a journey to get here because I was busy chasing the money. But I didn't know that I was chasing the money until a friend told me so. That friend who told me that I was chasing the money was a friend who mentored me when I was selling insurance, which was just one of 32 jobs that I've had. That doesn't even include the handfuls, yes, I said handfuls of business ventures. Unlike most people who become trapped in a high-paying job that they hate just for the sake of the money and end up feeling unfulfilled and happy, I was busy chasing that high-paying job that also satisfied me. I was willing to do what it took to make a quick buck, but then I was ready to move on because I was not satisfied anymore. No matter how much I made, it just never seemed to be enough. I didn't know it at the time. It would never be enough because I was chasing the money instead of chasing my passion. It was like I lost sight of the promise that I made myself when I was just 8 years old watching that movie Baby Boom. Instead of earning a good living doing something that I loved and allowing the money to come, I did the exact opposite. I chased the money instead of my passion. In fact, I can remember several times accepting a position and telling myself I can learn to like this. But the truth is, subconsciously, I hated it. And would have somehow I would sabotage it or would sabotage myself. Sometimes I would even sabotage the interview. This kind of behavior led to severe consequences. In December of 2015, I lost everything. My car was repossessed. My phone was shut off. My teenage daughter's phone was shut off. And I found myself homeless with two kids. Thankfully, my parents let us come stay with them until I was able to get back on my feet. But this all could have been avoidable. The truth is that while money is important, it shouldn't be the only thing that matters in your life. Pursuing your passions, nurturing your relationships, and giving back is they're all essential for leading a fulfilling life. So how do you blend between making money and living a fulfilling life? It starts with shifting your mindset from focusing on the money to focusing on your purpose and your passion. So instead of asking, how can I make more money? Try asking, what kind of work would bring me joy and fulfillment? When we pursue work that aligns with our values and our passions, we're more likely to be successful and satisfied. Additionally, we can cultivate a sense of gratitude for what we already have. Instead of always wanting more, try and take the time to appreciate the things that you already have in your life right now, whether it's your health, your relationships, or even that job that you hate. When you focus on the positives, you are less likely to be consumed by the chase for money. Chasing the money can be a slippery slope. I know. It only leads to unhappiness and unethical behavior. While money is undoubtedly important, it should never be the sole focus of your life. By shifting your mindset to gratitude for what you already have, it will allow you to focus on what you want, and it will help you understand how to get there without chasing the money in the process. That's all I have for today. I sincerely hope that this helped you. And if you want to be a part of a community of like-minded people who are either making money doing what they love, or you're not quite there yet, but you want to be, then come join us in the Make Money Doing What You Love Facebook group. And as always, I'm going to leave you with something to think about. If you think the thought, it's never enough, then it never will be. Real quick, before you go, if you got value or learned something new, would you mind leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts? This helps others to find the podcast so that they too can make money doing what they love. And remember, with the right mindset, habits, and faith, the possibilities are endless. Need help figuring it all out? Then you're going to want to check out my How to Make Money Doing What You Love Masterclass. Check the show notes to learn more.